Blog Talk Radio. legit learning sound. When I said I give it to God, wholeheartedly, I take it back. You can't keep taking back the things you have given to God to bless you. So on tonight, please get ready. Let's stay in our lane. When the woman of God released the word on tonight, we're going to be blessed. She's going to teach us of how to stop taking back what we gave to God. When I was a kid, it was called Indian giving. I don't want to be an Indian giver no more. So everything that I've laid on the altar, I'm going to leave it on the altar. I'm not going to go back and find it so I can pick it up. So we're going to just trust God. We're going to receive God's word on tonight. I want you to get your Bibles, your pens, your papers, your pencils. I want you to open up your heart, empty out your spirit while I'm talking and you're listening and we're waiting for the woman of God to come on. Repent. God, forgive me for not staying in my lane. Forgive me for not allowing you to fix what only you can fix. Forgive me for not allowing you to be God, because I don't have power over nothing or nobody, not even myself. So on that note, I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line with us. And if so, we're going to continue on Facebook and Blog Talk at the same time, because this woman of God is on fire. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves the Lord with her whole being. And she's going to share with us so that we can get some nuggets and some keys to handle with entering the kingdom and for us to be ready to fight whatever's going to come upon us in this time, because God is not leaving us ignorant of same devices. We're staying ignorant because we want to. Dr. Wright, are you on the line tonight? Well, while we're waiting on the woman of God to tune up, to key up, to get ready, we're going to go on and just keep talking and allowing God to do what he's doing, because I'm telling you, it's some things that's been going on. I'm going to use myself. And I had to really call for prayer today. I had to call it, I need prayer. And then when I was asking the woman of God to pray for me, she said, you need to let it go. You're doing too much, which was true. I was trying to do what only God could do. And a lot of us won't tell it, and we sure won't admit it. When you get to a place in God, you say, Lord, I'm tired of myself. Ooh, you must didn't hear what I said. You got to get to a place in God where you have to say, Lord, I'm tired of myself. I'm tired of always trying to do what only you can do. I'm tired of always trying to make things happen. See, I had to learn just today. I'm going to say just today. Remind myself, remember, I can't fix what God haven't been involved in or invited. I have to accept what God allows, and I have to get in a place to say, God, I thank you for allowing me to get to a place that I was able to know I need to call for prayer instead of trying to cover it up and hold it in. Mm-mm. It's too late in the season to be trying to hold something in, because you may find out at the end it was you. It wasn't that other one. Okay? Now, we're going to put on our big girl and boy pants and say, Lord, help me. Help me, God. Help me to understand that I got to leave it alone and give it to you and walk away and let you work on myself in the situation. Like I said, whether it's family, business, anything or anybody, take your mouth and your hand off of it. Don't give it up to God and take it back. Give it to God and say, I leave it there, and that's it. Let's check again. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay, we're going to hold on, because I'm sure the woman of God is getting ready. You know, she may be running a little late. But I do know one thing, that God is God. Don't allow the enemy to use your emotions to put you in a place where you don't even need to be. Put you in a place where you get so caught up, you can't hear God because you caught up on what you think, what you assume, when all you had to do was go to this word and say, Lord, I need to hear from you. Go into prayer and say, Lord, I need to hear from you. Get quiet and say, Lord, I need to hear from you. See, a lot of times we get so caught up. We know, we say that old saying, God knows my heart. Uh-huh. And again, it's in here. It's in here. He said that there's no good thing that dwell in the heart of man. God, know I ain't kids. Just think about something you just said 5 minutes ago about somebody, especially if you think they're your hater. They tell them out, it ain't your haters. They may be telling you the truth. And you hating the fact that they called you out. I'm trying to get delivered, y'all. I'm trying to be saved. I'm trying to get past myself. Because one thing we have to know that as long as we keep listening to ourselves, we're going to keep getting that story. I love the fact that my sister, my prayer partner, said that over this weekend, she sent out a family chat that said, if you all are trying to get in touch with me or you want to talk to me, she said, leave a message. I'll get back with you because I need to go shut up up with God. You know, it's been a long time since we had a shut-in with God. It's been a long time since we had a revival with God. You know, I just say, God, we all need to sit back and say, I need to go shut in with God. You know, shut down myself and just go and get in God's presence and say, God, it's me. It's me. You know, we need to ask God, why do I take things so personal? Why is everything about I was offended? Somebody said something I didn't like. Now we upset. We should have took it to God instead of letting our minds talk to us. So Dr. Wright just texted me and said she's on the line. I'm so excited about tonight. I'm just waiting for Dr. Wright to share with us. So you all get ready. Get ready, get ready. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, and telling everybody about the woman of God that's going to uplift us, revive us, refresh us, restore us, and give us information that we need to help us continue on with this fight within ourselves to get through to God, because we have a job to do, and that's the ministry of God. Dr. Wright is in your hands. Let the Lord use you on tonight.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I just am so grateful to have an opportunity to share on this platform that is so faithfully stewarded by yourself and Across the Elect and Minister Brandon and all those that participate, all of the voices, the ministry gifts that are presented here. I'm so honored that God would choose to use what he has invested in each of us, and that shows up in our voice and in our commitment to him in the word on this platform. We do understand that the www means that we reach the whole wide world. And so we just want to speak to those that will listen live and that will listen in the archives and that will listen hundreds of years from now and remind you that God had you in mind, even if you are sitting right now in Antarctica, or if you are in Ireland, or if you are in a internet cafe in some rural West African village, that God had you in mind. He is the God of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's thinking about you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know it might be year 35, 40, but God's thinking about you in 2022. And so, God, we just thank you for what you have created for us. And We offer back to you your word that has been designed to transform us, that your kingdom might be advanced. If you would turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 28, Acts 17, 28. We're going to read from Acts 17, 28, and we just thank God for the prayers and the exhortation that have gone before us. We are so excited about this year, and I know, oftentimes people will have a prophetic utterance or a prophetic declaration over the year. But I am just so excited that we get the opportunity to continue in him and just continue to be who, to be fashioned after him and in his image and in his likeness. And so we are just so grateful. We are reading from Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Actually, I'm going to start at 27 and read it from the Amplified Bible. It says, "This was so that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him, though he's not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and exist." That is, in him we actually have our being. And even some of your own poets have said, "For we are also his children." This was so that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. In him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being. And even some of your own poets have said, "For we also are his children." And so we simply want to share a very basic idea that's echoed even in the mission statement and vision for this program, that Matthew 6, 33, that we seek the kingdom. He said, "This is so," this is actually Paul talking, and he's saying that all of this that I am describing to you about God is his design, that we would actually seek him. And then so that we could find him, even though he's not anywhere. He's always with us. And so he said, but this, his whole setup and his whole design is that we would seek him. He wants us to desire to return to that place of unbroken fellowship, that it be our desire, not our chore, not our have to, not what we do to check the box on any given day, but that we would seek, that we would have that own impetus, that own desire, that motivation within our own hearts to seek him, to find out more about him, to find out where he is and how he is, although he's always everywhere and with us. But that there would be something created in us that would seek him. It's not so much about where he is, because he's everywhere, but it's about us developing a place in our hearts where we want to seek him. Hallelujah. See, in Matthew 33, it actually becomes a reward. He said, if you seek first the kingdom, and then all things will be added. And so what this verse, what the layer of understanding that this verse adds, is that God actually wants you to develop that seek. Hallelujah. God wants you to want to find him. It's not that he's not anywhere. He just wants you to want to find him. He wants there to be something on the inside of you that would prefer to find him than to eat. Oh, that's in the Bible. That you prefer to find him than to take on another shopping trip, that would prefer to find him than to watch your favorite television show, because God's his desire is that we would seek him, that we would come after him, that we would desire him, that we would long for him, that we would want him, that we would run after him, that we would dig into the word for him, that we would find truths that helps us understand him, that we would look into the image of who he is through the word, so that we could see him, even though he's always seen. Hallelujah. God wants us to develop, to cultivate, to purge out out those things, to hate those things that he hates and love the things that he loves, so that that innate desire for him would burst forth and keep us up at night reading our Bible and worshiping and finding him. Hallelujah. Even though he's everywhere, isn't it interesting that he says to find him and he's not lost? Hallelujah. Because the turn, where the mysteries of God are unlocked is that he wants us to cultivate inside of our own hearts the desire for him. Hallelujah. The longing for him. The I've got to have more of God for him. Hallelujah. But don't you know that that's a tall order, especially when Facebook wants more of your time and Snapchat wants more of your time, and they're creating more and more apps and more social media, more and more TV programs, and your wife has got one extra boyfriend, and your husband's got two new girlfriends, and it's some new supervisor at your job that specifically hates your ethnicity. There's always things that are competing for our time and for our interest, and he's still in the face of all of that, in the face of all of the social media and all of the demands on our time and all of the marital issues and the career issues and the gender issues, and they're trying to call right wrong and wrong right. They're trying to take things that are clearly defined in the Bible and convince us that they've got the authority to redefine them and all of that, and then there are wars, hallelujah, and rumors of wars. There are things we need to pay attention to. We should not sleep or slumber. But in all of that, he wants, even above all of that, there to be a seeking, a longing. Oh, God, I know that this is pressing, and this is clearly priority. This is very important. But do you know how much I want to be in your presence, how I'm seeking after more of a revelation of who you are? I'm seeking more about a revelation of your love. He wants us to cultivate it on our own. He wants us to want to see him. He wants us to want him more than the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Lord have mercy. He wants it to be tempting, and then us to sidestep the temptation and then seek him. He knows that the temptation is there. It's not so much that he wants us to be tempted, but he understands the temptation is there, but he wants us to choose him anyway, to choose instead of arguing with this rebellious teenager. He wants us to hit our knees and say, God, I gave her to you anyway. I just want more of you. I just want to, my heart to be filled like it was when I first met you. I just want more of that. I just want more of you. I mean, I could go and look in my wife's phone, but I just want more of you. I could write a 17-page letter to human resources on the discriminatory practices, and I could get real legalistic about everything that's going wrong. And God, if that's what you're instructing me to do, we'll make time for that. But right now, I just want to break away and get 7 minutes with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants us to cultivate it. He wants us to go after him like we've never gone after him before. Hallelujah. He said, and this is that they would seek him. This is so they would do a seek, that we would go after, that we would want to see him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There has never been a time. Hallelujah. Even, see, listen, I've heard so much lately about the wealth transfer and the breath of God and the wind of God. And I understand more than ever before that God has had many platforms ministering about the time time of recovering and restoration, and how the church will be heralded, and she will be seen, and she will be known as the one that is favored by God. But don't you know that in that means that you need to seek him? When that supervisor turns and asks you, and say, how do you manage when I've been as mean as I could possibly be to you, that you are not on an off day, that you are not in a carnal place? God wants you to cultivate and be true to that place and seek him. Hallelujah. That you are in the marketplace to move the king's agenda, that you are at that job, not that it's your source, but as a place to represent him, because you're seeking after him, seeking him like a hidden treasure, seeking him like you've never sought him before, seeking him so that when someone calls, you'll have the answer and a hope that lies within you that will never run dry. Seek him like you've never sought him before. If you can hear my voice, seek him. Seek him. Don't seek him for things. Seek his presence. Seek him. Seek to be before him. Seek to be filled. Seek to be affirmed. Seek that the love of God revolutionize your understanding. Somebody say, seek him. Seek him. Seek him. The answers are in him. Your life is in him. Your destiny is in him. Your purpose is in him. The revelation that you need to get outside of that dilemma is in him. How to fix that relationship, the answer is in him. The strategies are in him. How to rebuild your business is in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Oh, no, don't play with it. Seek him. Fast and pray and worship and read your word and seek him. Seek him. Aren't you tired of the same old, same old? Don't you know if you want to be unstuck, seek him. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek him. Cultivate a place in the depths of your heart that cannot live another day without seeking him. Seek him.
Seek him, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in him. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, he says, but don't you know, because when we get in him, do you know we spend more time in our office buildings and in the grocery store? And Lord have mercy, Jesus, we thank you, Father, in our car driving from place to place. But everything we need is in him. Our fulfillment, oh my God, it's in him. Self-satisfaction, affirmation, confidence, entrepreneurship, prosperity, peace of mind, deliverance from infirmity, it's in him. The cure for AIDS, the cure for cancer, it's in him. Oh, my diakos. He says, don't you know that it's in him that we live and move and have our being? Do you know that your being should be possessed by you? Salvation was that we would no longer be under the dominion of sin, that we would have our being, that we would possess the fullness of what it was to come from the fellowship of eternity into the earth realm. But the mysteries of who God had invested in you, you're not going to find them till you get in him. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh my, oh my God, we're thinking too small. We're thinking too low. We're living too stuck. Oh, we love God, but we're thinking too low. We love God, but we're settling. God, if you hear me, if you can hear my voice, I'm talking to you. I don't care if you are a quadrillionaire. You're thinking too low. Don't you know there is limitlessness? Guess where it is? It's in him. If you don't live a limitless life, if you don't have a limitless mindset, if you don't understand the divinity and the royalty of your inheritance, so much so that it is showing up in your life, then you're thinking too low. The answer is in him. Somebody say it's in him. That's where you're going to find your life. That's where you're going to be satisfied. That's where you're going to get the answers. That's where it's going to spring forth. That's where he's going to do it speedily. That's where you're going to get healed. That's when mental disease is going to break off your lineage. That's when your niece is going to stop turning tricks. That's when your mother's going to stop shooting cocaine.
Glory.
Somebody say, Abba, Setarabo. It's in Ebebe Kobia Sunday. It's in him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's in him. It's in him. It's not in a YouTube video. It's not in a like. It's not in a viral video. It's not in a TikTok. It's not nowhere on the clock. It's in him. Somebody say it's in him. It's in him. I dare you to say it's in him. Oh, he wants us to speak. Do you know? Here, Holy Spirit, hear him. Take your carnal ears and turn them off. Because God is shaking the core of the people that love him. You talking about, a land that flows with milk and honey. That's a new Yakoba. If God says we're going to give an account for every idle word, do you think he put those words in the Bible just as teasers, as lost leaders? He's playing marketing games. Oh, we're thinking too low because we're in television shows, we're binging Netflix, we're in Netflix and Hulu, but we're not in him. We're in what they said and how they did it, but God is urging us with a loving voice, please get in him. Do you have, you cannot believe, it's more than you could ask or even think. The things that I have in store for them, that get in him. We've got to get in him. We've got to get in him. We've got to get out of CNN and MSNBC and get in him. We've got to get in him. We've got to. You owe it to your great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Do you know, there are Bible-believing people that love God. I'm talking that love God, that are banking on retirement checks because they are in the HR manual, but they not in him. Do you know that? Get in him. Get in him. Get in him. Do you know about Chiato? Amos made $1 million making cookies. Would you get in him? Would you get in him? Dana Makioto. Yerabaka. Itanibiato Siako. Itandiaka. Get in him. Not for anything but for him. Get in him to seek him. Get in him to love him. Get in him to know him. Get in him to find him. Get in him. Do you know that living and moving and having your being will be your reward? He said, I'm telling you, you can't put your mind on what I've got for you. It's more than what you could ask or even think. And then you say, God, well, don't tell me what's from what I'm going to get. I get distracted. But he's so good. He said, if you seek me, if you seek the kingdom, everything is going to follow that seek. I wish that I was the type of God that could keep it hidden. I wish that I couldn't. I just was bursting. I'm sitting on the edge of my throne waiting to open up heaven and pour you out a blessing. You don't have room. See, there I go again. Just seek him. Just seek him. I promise you, bro. Seek him. I know, see, seek him. Seeking will get fun when you start to find them scriptures that tell you who he really is and what he really wants for you and what he really wants to give you. Every good and perfect gift. See, it's going to get fun. You're going to be up at night, and somebody going to say, girl, what was you doing? You said, girl, I was worshiping, then I got dressed for work, and you're not even going to want to sleep. The Bible says you won't even want to eat. Lord, mercy, somebody say, seek him. Seek him. Seek him like you have never sought him before. God is such a good God. He wants to give you the strategy, sir. He wants to give you the answer, sis. Seek him. Seek him. Refuse to not have your being. Refuse to be stuck. Refuse. I will not. I wish I would be stuck in this mindset. I wish I would. I'm finna get in him. Abba, Kibbe, Osiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seek him. God, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We receive an incorruptible seed, God, that'll put us on a relentless pursuit for your faith. We receive it. We receive the seed of the word that was released that will put us on a unquenchable pursuit for who you are, that we will spend the rest of our lives seeking you like a hidden treasure. We thank you for it. We thank you, God, that you've always been exactly who you said you were. You're a good God. You're a wonderful daddy. You're a loving father. And for that, God, we are so grateful. And we will seek you. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank Facebook for tuning in and listening on. I thank God for confirmation, because I was saying about what I put on my Facebook page today, that I have to repent because I keep taking stuff back that I try to fix, but I can't fix it. Only God can. And the woman of God came in and shared with us on tonight, seek him. Ha! The little notes I got out of it, she said, God wants us to find him rather than to eat or go shopping or do anything. We need to seek him and press after him. We need to give it back to God and not keep taking it back. We need to seek God. The answer is in him. Just receive the word on tonight and just know we're going to seek God like a hidden treasure. I thank all of you on Facebook for your comments. I'm going to go to Blog Talk and see if anybody's on the line that would like to make a comment to the woman of God on the service on tonight, and just let us praise God together. The lines are open. Go ahead and speak if you have anything to say.
Wow. That's right. You know, woman of God, you know how I was saying this the other day. It just seems like I don't know what's going on, but God is answering every, not some, but every prayer that I've said before him. And it's like he made Dr. Wright not to be a fly on the wall, but he made her to be sitting right there when I was talking to him. And I was talking to Minister Sylvia about how, well, especially when it comes to retirement and things going on your job with microaggressions and micro inequalities, and when you're thinking about retirement and how the enemy of our soul will make you think it's, like you said, in that HR plan and that this or that for your retirement, but every retirement is truly in God, and we have to seek him and put it there and leave it there. So when God gives you a date, when God gives you confirmation, why are we out there trying to make sure he has everything in line? As Minister Sylvia said, trying to get in his lane, all in his swim lane, and you all getting all disqualified for no reason at all. Woman of God, I thank you for obeying God and speaking those things in my life. I can't speak for anyone else. That was a straight up confirmation. So thank you for the confirmation. Thank you for the word that was in your belly. That was the answer to the questions that I had before God. I thank you, and I thank you for obeying God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Alexa, for those words. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight on Blog Talk? Okay, well, it may be where people are caught up or they're at work and can't speak. But I just want to say, Dr. Wright, before we opened up the lines and you was on the line speaking to us, I was talking with Facebook and sharing some things with them about stop taking things back, and we have to get before God and just trust God and just wait on him. Don't give it to him. Don't take it back. Don't be an Indian giver. Just wait on God. I was saying, whether it was family, business, anything, or anyone. Just let God do what only God can do. And as Apostle said, I thank you for confirmation, because when God says it's so, it's so. When God says it's no, it's no. Ain't nothing nobody can do or say to change God's timing, to change God's will, to change God's word. We have to seek God like we looking for that lost diamond earring. We got to seek God like we looking for the keys. Like as you say, we're seeking. We got to seek God like we looking for that good Italian beef sandwich or whatever it is we looking for. We got to put that same emphasis on God, because this is not the time or place to be playing with your timing with God. You can't miss them. I thank you for that. I thank you for everything that was said tonight. And I thank you, if you all didn't get it, it is Acts 17, verse 27-28. I was going to give you all our foundational scripture, but I'll get that to you later. But the woman of God spoke to us tonight from chapter 17, verses 27-28. We have people on Facebook that is looking in. They touch it and agreeing with you, saying thank you for the word. I know you'll go back later, woman of God, and look at it on my page. But people were looking in. I tried to show it the first time. The enemy caused a live to cut off, but I went back on, and people came back. And I just thank God for Kenosha and Sandra that's looking in. I thank God for Monique. I thank God for, who else is on here? I'm trying to see the names. Apostle Elect. Earlier we had people on the first broadcast, but I just thank you, woman of God, for feeding us, reminding us, refreshing us and just giving us what we needed on tonight, confirmation and life, the word of life. So I thank you for all that you have said on tonight. So is there any cheap plugs you would like to put in, remind people about your book that you wrote, and anything else that you have coming up? Dr. Wright, is there anything? Okay, I can't hear Dr. Wright, so I don't know if she has anything left.
I'm so sorry. I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't have anything else to share, woman of God. Thank you so much. We are just going to continue to stay in a posture of speaking and continue to pray for the body of Christ, that we would become those relentless speakers.
Well, tell the people about your book, Dr. Wright.
Woman of God, bless you, and I speak unmeasurable increase to you. I am so grateful that God allowed us to write a book. It's a book in a series, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. It's to Amnon and Tamar. It's on Amazon. You can look it up either by the title or by my name. And it's really good, honestly. It's a book about boundaries and understanding the need to create boundaries to keep ourselves safe, to keep ourselves safe. It is so important that we become those that dig into the revelation of the scripture to understand what it means to have dominion. First personally, first inside, dominion of our own lives, and then dominion in the mountains of this world. And so it is a really good book about establishing boundaries and why boundaries are necessary. They're drawn from the ideals of the Old Testament account of Amnon and Tamar, and it can be found and purchased on Amazon. It's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. Thank you so much, woman of God.
No, thank you, because one thing I want people to understand is that we know a lot of people are dealing with heartaches and heartbreaks, and we know that people are dealing with situations that's unbelievable, and sometimes they say, I just refuse to accept it, or I don't want to accept it. But we have to trust God, that even in that place, we have to trust God. And I thank you for everything that you're doing as far as the ministry is concerned, allowing God to use you, allowing God to just pour into you so that you can pour into us. I want, before you end the prayer tonight, I would like for you to pray for my cousin Kenosha Seabury, that's on the Facebook line, and to pray for Monique Husson, my niece. I do know that these are two women that's in my life I know have dealt with some heartbreak. And just the fact that I see their name on tonight, they know that I pray for them. I just want them to know how much God loves them, that someone else would pray for them.
Absolutely. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, we come before the throne of grace to find help, but there is a time of need. God, we are presenting your daughters to you. To us, they are friends and mothers and career women and homemakers and daughters and granddaughters, but to you, those are your children. And so, God, we bring your precious daughters before you, oh God. God, where you see them and they are fully seen and fully known. God, it's an honor that we continue and with the petitions that have already gone up before them. God, that even as they go into these next days, into these next places, into these next assignments, into these next phases of their lives, that they would hold your hand, oh God, and become a seeker. God, for those things where life comes with questions that have no answers, God, we are praying that they become seekers, that they decide that you are big enough to handle the fullness of the situation. God, we're calling their names out specifically for the situations that are before them. Let comfort and wisdom, oh God, drive guide them to the speaker seat. Hallelujah. God, let God the desire, oh God, to triumph in the face of those things that are unimaginable. Drive them to the seeker seat, that you would open up, God, those places you had always predestined for them. God, those places of healing, those places of restoration, those places of clarity, those places of direction, those places of determination, those places of resilience, those places of steadfastness, those places of stability, those places of affirmation, those places of wholeness. Hallelujah, that you would open up, oh God, those places that you always had in store for them, oh God, and pour them out blessings that they don't have room enough to receive. God, we will continue to make petition, oh God, for your people, those that you love so dearly. For we love, God, what you love, and we appreciate, God, everything that you have planned to do for them. We are asking and receive it, even on their behalf, by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Rice, for that prayer. I just want to let everybody know that, let me get my little notes, because I'm truly caught up in the service on tonight. I want you all to know that the service for me was personal, just as Apostle Elect said for her. It's a time that we need a revival in the land. It's a time that we need revival in our own spirit with God. We need to go before God and baptize ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We need to get before God, okay? The woman of God said on tonight, seek him as though he was a hidden treasure. The answer is in him. Nobody else can answer your heartbreak or your questions. Nobody else. Nobody else can give you comfort. Seek God. Now, this is Monday night. This is the first Monday of the month of March. Next Monday is the second Monday, and our speaker will be Pastor Sherman Choi of Fountains of Living Water, but he's also a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, which is worldwide. He will be on the air at 8 p.m., Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. Please tune in on Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you come back on Friday night, this is the first Friday of the month. It's either going to be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, or Prophet Antoine Thomas. We will be bringing forth the word of God on that night. We will see what God has to say, and we'll be going forth with that at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So before you go out and kick it or whatever you're going to do, tune in with us and see what God has to say, okay? And then on Sunday morning at 10:30, let me take that back, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be on the air on Blog Talk with our very own Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and with Minister Brandon Kaiser. Please tune in. Know that this ministry is appointed and anointed by God. This is not something that was put together, threw together, and just put up. This was something that God put on Apostle Elect Cecilia's heart. She's the overseer of this program, and she opened the ministry up to those that God told her to, and we are doing what God has given us assignment to do. So with that being said, please join in and listen to what God has to say to the body of Christ. This foundational scripture is what this ministry stands on, and I'm going to read it to you. I know about heart, but I'm going to read it to you. It's Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love that scripture because once that thing got down in me, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, when I learned how to seek the kingdom of God, that goes inside of what the woman of God spoke on tonight. Seek him as though he's a hidden treasure. When you seek ye the kingdom of God first, all these and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, we want to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, everyone.